the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. To learn more about Next Level Loan Officers, go to becomenl.com.
Hey, this is Frazier with Lead Pops and Next Level, and I'm proud to present this episode of the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. Lead Pops is the industry's only future-proof growth solution. You can check us out at leadpops.com.
Well, welcome back. This is another edition of the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. I'm your host, Kellen Vaughn, here today and fellow co-founder, co-host, and all-around St. Louis mortgage master, Mr. Sean Z. Zalmanoff. Sean,
wow. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, Sean, interesting about this podcast in particular, I don't know if you know this, but we are nearly approaching our 200th episode. 200 yes. Podcasts locked and loaded. So, man, we're super excited about that. If you're a loan officer, you're listening to this, thank you so much for your support, for your downloads. We hope that we bring you valuable content, and we know that there's a large pool of you that are listening to these every week and taking action. So we're honored to be here and to bring you more content for loan officers by loan officers. And today's show is no different, Sean. You know, we talk about in this environment, I'll step back for a second. I would say one of the number one questions we're getting right now, Sean, in our coaching group is, how do I go out and have more relationships with my referral partners, specifically realtors, right? The market obviously has shifted. People are now, it's funny, the questions that we get are things we've been talking about for 6 to 8 months, like, hey, you better be prepared for this. But now the questions are really coming in, which means people are really starting to think about it. But, you know, we were ahead of this curve in last April, almost a year ago. We were in Las Vegas at one of our Next Level Masterminds. And we had a realtor panel. So we brought in 6 agents from all across the country, and we sat them up in front of a group of 150 loan officers, and we asked them the questions, which was, you know, what do you want from an LO? How does an LO become a preferred partner? What are you looking for? And I think, and at least I was, Sean, the answer surprised me. And maybe it surprised you, maybe not, but shockingly, it wasn't, I need them to buy me another cup of coffee or drop off business cards at my office. You know, the number one thing they said they wanted was education. Education. They wanted to learn more about the mortgage process. They wanted to understand our world a little bit better and how it could help them. And the reality is that there's a void in that information. You know, we don't know where they're getting it from. They're either getting it from their broker or from the internet, and either resource is not great. So we need to be that voice for them.
If they're getting it from their broker, the broker's regurgitating it from who knows where. And if they're getting it from the internet, I mean, please don't tell me that you're regurgitating the information that Diana Olick and Jim Cramer are telling you right now, because Diana, I was actually just looking at her the other day, like why she's not even qualified to report on Housing News, which is pretty much why she's been wrong for decades in every single thing she said about the housing market. And in Jim Cramer, well, you know, he is good for tabloid TV,
but, that's right.
You know, entertaining guy. I'm sure he's really nice, but not,
not in the trenches in the market.
Not in the trenches. There we go.
That's right. So, you know, we want to break this down for you because I think education is huge. And think, let me just kind of set the stage here a little bit, Sean, because I think people hear education, their eyes kind of glaze over a little bit. But the reality is that we could use education as a way to build trust, to build relationships, and to get in front of a lot of agents at the same time. And so we're going to break down for you 3 topics, 3 things that you could go out and start teaching to your realtor partners today. Now, whether this is a class that you host yourself at your office or at a title company or even at the realtor's office, these are 3 solid topics that you guys can go out and take. And for most of them, well, really for all of them, we give you some of the content here at Next Level to go out and do that. So let's just break this down real quick. We're going to talk about the 3 topics. The 3 we're going to cover today are, number 1, markets. Money markets, mortgage market, rates, all that. How did that impact rates? I mean, I get that question constantly from agents. Hey, what are rates going to do? What's driving that? What's happening there? So that's a huge topic right there. The second is loan products. And again, I don't mean show up with your flyer that talks about conventional loans and those kinds of things. We're going to dive into that. I've got some topics there that I think are really important. So second is topics. Third, you know, how to be more efficient in your business. Taking the content that we have inside Next Level, whether it's 80-20, divide and conquer, all of those things, and implementing those and teaching those strategies to your referral partners, because shockingly, they aren't learning that. I think I told you this story, Sean. I was at a realtor meeting the other day. The head broker was talking about this concept called 80-20, and all of the agents thought he had just invented the wheel. Like, that's how crazy it was. So these agents, they're not as in tune to the things that we're talking about as much as we are. So let's get it. Let's break it down. So,
Kellen, you're saying that like 97% of the things that we learn as loan officers, you can teach the same things to realtors.
It's wild. It's wild. I think so many loan officers overcomplicate this piece of it. And like, man, what am I going to teach? What am I going to talk about? Man, just talk about what we talk about. Like, you could just regurgitate what we talk about here in this group and take it and teach it to your referral partner. So let's get started with markets, because Sean, I don't know if people know this, and if you're not a Next Level member, you might not, but you do a live call 2 times a week on the market minute, right? So the update, that's it. So tell us a little bit about that and how we could leverage that information.
Well, I mean, let's just talk about the education in general first, because like before we recorded this podcast, I just did a webinar educating agents on how money works in the mortgage world. And so like, there's lots of things that they're very interested in. And that when you build an audience and continue to provide value and education, you will win more. And so I do something called the Market Minute. And it's breaking down what's going on in the markets, tier one data, tier two data. Tier one data, just in case you're kind of wondering what that is, that's your BLS information, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the jobs number that's reported on the first Friday of every single month, unless the first Friday happens to be the first of the month, and then it's reported on the second Friday. The consumer price index, the ISN numbers, the things that are really, really moving the markets right now. And then, you know, the good news is this stuff reports every month. So there's always fresh data to report on it as well too. And, you know, I don't care what economist you are, because like every single one was wrong last year. Everybody knew rates were going up. Nobody predicted it to exactly the level that rates were going up. And so I take a stand. Like, I am so confident right now that we are going to see a four handle on rates in 2023. Boom. And so I'm letting everybody know that. But you know what? Like, there's a chance. There's always a chance. I don't think so, but there's always a chance that I might be wrong. And so like, I had a realtor tell me a few days ago, and he said, "Sean, you are the most bullish loan officer that I know on rates that I talk to." Well, a couple things. One, super positive that I think rates are going lower. Two, most loan officers can't tie their shoes in the morning, more or less know what's actually happening in the mortgage market, except for those of you who plugged in the Next Level, those of you listening to these podcasts, those of you moving the needle forward in your business and investing in yourself. And three, you know what? If I'm wrong, I'm just going to explain to people at the end of the year what happened in the markets and how I was wrong. And then I'm going to make a new prediction for how everything's going to happen next year too. And like, all they're going to remember is I'm the guy providing information. Yep. And I owned it. If I was wrong, if I wasn't, and I was right, then I look like a genius. And if I am right, don't you think that I'm not going to have a ton of marketing around being like, "Hey, listen, when no other loan officers were making predictions, when nobody knew what was going on, I told you it was going to happen this year." And boom, October 11th at 9:13 in the morning, we hit it. That's right. Will be a big message that I get out to my people.
Well, of course. And in the absence of, you know, people, you know, providing information, then these realtors are just going to go to whoever has the loudest voice, right? Which may or may not be accurate. So let's recap our first point, markets. And well done there, Sean. So here at Next Level within our community, we do the twice a week market minute. And Sean lays out all kinds of information, details that you can take, regurgitate, copy, and give right back to your realtor partners. And again, when I say education, let me clarify too. These classes, you can teach them in person, but you might just send an email. You might just re-record Sean's script in a bomb video and send it out to all of your referral partners. So when we talk about education, the medium by which you deliver that can vary wildly. Use whatever works best for you and your market. But you're free. If you're a member, you're free to swipe and share anything that we provide.
And it doesn't have the big thing, Kellen, is there? Like people think, oh man, I got to teach a class. It's got to be 30 minutes. It's got to be an hour. You know, for the most part, people don't want, I mean, this is the reason like shorts and reels and all this stuff so popular. Record something quick and send it out. Like, Hey, the Fed just lowered rates, or the Fed just raised rates, and here's what happened in the market. This is why you should know it's going to impact your consumers this way. I mean, everybody thinks every time the Fed raises rates that mortgage rates go up. And, you know, we've seen that as they've been raising rates, mortgage rates are coming down. So like that would be something really good to get out on an afternoon when there's a rate decision.
That's right. All right. So we're moving along here. We covered markets. All right. The second topic that you can use as education is products. Now, you're going to say, guys, you're contradicting yourself because you always tell me that when I go to a coffee meeting, not to talk about products or being my flyers or all that kind of stuff. And that's still true. Don't do that. However, in this sense, we're talking about education. We're talking about bringing value. Again, we're not sitting down one-on-one having this presentation. This is a one-to-many. So if you're asked to come speak at a class, if you want to broadcast information out to your partners, and again, we want to be strategic. So here we go with products. This is what I'm talking about to a lot of my referral partners right now. If you think about the last 2 years, it's been pretty premium clients, right? We've had good FICOs. It's been pretty much conventional deals. You had to have a lot of cash in the bank because you were bidding over asking and all this. And that may still be the situation in a lot of areas. However, there are just simply less buyers out there. So we have to convert more, or we have to convert at a higher level than we've had to in the past. So one of the things I'm out there talking about right now is a lot of our non-QM products, because these are things that just didn't get utilized a lot over the last 12 to 24 months. And there's some really cool stuff out there. Again, do I want to sit here and do non-QM deals all day long? Absolutely not. But it's great conversation. It's, again, I'm just being a subject matter expert, and all I want to do is provide value. So the big ones that we're talking about right now are obviously bank statement loans. Those are still critical. These are a lot of people who were sidelined over the last 2 years, couldn't make a deal, couldn't make an offer, and now here they are. So I would encourage you to go back through deals that you didn't get done, see if there's something there. So bank statement loans. Another one that's big for us right now, and I know for you too, Sean, is DSCR loans, right? So again, we're educating our referral partners on what these products are, how to leverage them, how to sell them. I'll give you another example, as is the ongoing joke in my office and within the Next Level community. I do a lot of manufactured homes, right? That's just part of our deal. But we're doing, I'm working on one right now. It's a one-time close, manufactured home deal, right? This is not something that we do a lot of, but this came because we were talking about some of the unique products that we do to our agents. And somebody said, hey, I've got this scenario. Is this something that you guys would do? Yes. So again, all is just having those conversations, talking about the different products that are available that are out there. And listen, you can get into renovation loans and all kinds of things that are available. But just talk about them and talk about them strategically. How can it help the agent close another deal?
Yeah, you know, it's funny what we will do in slower times that we won't align to in other times. But it's all about building that market share. And, you know, if this is resonating with you and you need a little bit of help on figuring out exactly how to put this in place for yourself, go over to nlstrategycall.com and you'll get to get on with one of our coaches. You'll get a little bit of structure on how to do this, find a little bit more about Next Level. And again, you can do that at nlstrategycall.com. You know, something else that, it's been very popular for the last year that I talked to a lot of agents about. We actually built the calculator for it as well, too. And that is the 2-1 buy down. And especially right now, I'm talking about it while people can get some concessions. Because I'm like, hey, guys, you know, let's look, the rate 6, you could be paying 4 point something for the next year and then 5 point something for the following year. But, you know, I actually think that you're probably just going to be paying 4 point something forever because we are going to be able to take you and refinance that loan to get you that full 30-year fixed rate if that's what they're going for at that time inside of these next 12 months. And, oh, by the way, all that extra concession that's in there, that's all your money too. We just use that and credits your loan balance for you as well too. So, you know, that's a way to educate an agent. You know, I mean, 2 points less, 1 point less on rate. You're talking on most loan sizes, $150+ a month in savings and in doing that at 1%, at 2%, man, you're probably looking at $300+ in savings on almost every loan out there. And so that is a way for you and an agent to work together, move somebody off the fence, teach them about a product, and then make yourself viable as well too. You know, something else too, product we offer is bridge loans. We end up not closing a lot of bridge loans, but we start a lot of conversations because of bridge loans. And so because the house usually sells quickly and we don't have to worry about it, but it gets us in the door to start talking to somebody so we can then close when the other side of that business as well too.
That's right. Again, all we're trying to do is start a conversation so that when they have the next borrower, whether it's a bridge loan, a DSCR, a 2-1 buy down, doesn't matter. We just want them to think about us and being an expert at all mortgages, and we want them to send us that client. So that's the main key takeaway there. All right, we got just a quick couple minutes left here. Let's capture the third one. So we covered markets, we covered products, and the last one is just simply efficiency, right? And these are all the things that we talk about here at Next Level. So 80-20, I mean, most of you all know what that is. If you don't, you know, get on that nlstrategycall.com, talk to one of our coaches and say, hey, tell me about this 80-20 thing and how it's going to help my business. Same with divide and conquer. What you're going to find is most real estate agents are a one-man band. And when you show them how they can take their time and really dedicate it to working on their ATMs, you know, those actions that matter, the things that actually make them money that they like to do and that they're good at, that if they actually focused on just those activities, how much more successful, you know, they would be. It's crazy when I talk to agents, and this really is the same for loan officers too in a lot of ways. And I say, hey, how many like wildly successful agents, and that definition is different for every market, but how many, you know, I'll usually pick like some of the well-known top producers. How many of them do you think are one-man band, right? And the answer is always zero. They always, always have a team. They at least have an assistant. They have buyer's agents, always, always, always. And so if that's the case, then that's a formula right there. We know that in order for you, Mr. Realtor, to be as successful as you want to be, you got to add some people to your team. You got to take some of the non-money making activities off of your plate and focus on the 20%. And I'm telling you, if you take these concepts, the ones that we talk about every single day inside of Next Level, and that we have workbooks and charts and classes on, and you talk about this with your agents, this is a game changer. Nobody is having these conversations. In fact, you know, Ken Travis, one of our coaches and founders, did a whole class where he recorded the coffee appointment and then the follow-up strategy call with one of his agents where they talked about this exact same thing. That's all part of his way that he gets in with them. So anyway, just wanting to throw that out there as an additional thought. And, you know, you guys can take that and run with it and teach it to your agents.
I mean, there's so much more. There's social media. There's so many things that we teach inside of Next Level that you just have at your fingertips to cut, paste, and repeat. And hopefully this is sprouted a whole bunch of ideas for you as well that you have of like, oh man, I do this and I do that. You know, Frank Abagnale, when he was a professor or emulating a professor, all he did was read one chapter ahead in the book to stay ahead of the class and be able to teach it. And that's all you have to be successful in your career. You just have to be one chapter ahead of everyone else. We appreciate you joining us today at Next Level Loan Officers Podcast, the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers anywhere in these lands. Kellen?
That's it. Listen, take this information, go out, become the expert, be that resource for your agents, and you'll win every single time. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you on the next Next Level Loan Officers Podcast.
Peace out, y'all.